Hello, and welcome to the Daily View. I call them the black sheep. You know, this is the black sheep profile, and I'm talking about the 3-5. And of course, we have had a change now in our movement, in our journey through the profiles. We have now entered into the realm of the third line personality. We saw the third line at the unconscious. But think about the difference. If you have a third line at the unconscious, the trial and error process is not something you're identified with. It's just something that your personality tries to figure out. But when you're dealing with it at the personality level, everything that you think of as yourself is on trial. Every day, every moment, all the time. Who you think you are is a third line trial and error being who is fundamentally pessimistic about the nature of being. You know, look at the 13th gate third line. You know, there is this belief that the best can never be achieved. It is inherent in the third line to discover that life isn't all it's made out to be, whether that's about love or career or anything. And at the personality level, one is deeply identified with one's mistakes and failures in this process. Oh, third line personalities suffer a great deal in this life. And they suffer a great deal because their process of discovery is not understood. Not only is it not understood, but in fact, they are punished for being what they are. You know, they are punished for discovering that things don't work. They're told they were supposed to find out that it does work. You know, they're accused of not doing it right, and on and on. It is their process. It is a process of trial and error. The advantage that they gain is often the last laugh. Because the third line personality has a grasp of the material plane and can do very well financially in this life. When we're looking at the 3-5, we have already seen the nature of the fifth line, its combination of being projected on, so having opportunities in this life to have impact, and yet at the same time being paranoid because their reputations can be easily damaged. Think about what it's like to be a 3-5. The reason that I call them black sheep is when I first arrived on the island of Ibiza in the early 1980s, there was a whole subculture that was here. They were basically outsiders in their own societies who, by the serendipity of geometry, ended up in the same place in the Mediterranean. And years later, when I would go through my process and I would begin to collect data and do charts of people that I knew, one of the things that was amazingly clear is that there was a disproportionate number of them who were 3-5s. I mean, you know, the 3-5 is born and the parent immediately projects on that fifth line that they're going to be a wonderful child, that they're going to be perfect. And of course, they got a third line personality, so they're going to mess it up right from the beginning. Anything that could go wrong will go wrong, and of course, their reputation is going to suffer. They're going to be seen as a problem child, and if not a problem child, they're going to be seen as an underachieving child, and if not an underachieving child, you know, they're going to be seen as a disappointment, one way or another. And of course, for these beings, how difficult it is, that pain, after all, it's not their fault. This is their nature. They are designed to go through that. After all, the great theme of the fifth line is its practicality. The only heresies that ever have an opportunity to transform the planet are those that are practical. And one of the great advantages of the 3-5 is that they have deep potential for scientific merit. Their ability truly to be able to dig deep enough in to get past all the things that don't work, to be able to finally find something that's solid because they can't break it. And that in that, being able to fulfill the projection of the other with what is practical. And in doing so, call them with their power to call them. So 3-5s have this capacity for enormous transformation in the sense that they themselves, if they are psychologically balanced in this life, if they're not living a life of runaways, who lose their reputation and change their community and change their society and change their religion and change their, you know, it goes on and on and on. When they stop running, we'll know that they've had parents who've been able to recognize them for the beings that they are and have treated them according to their nature and have honored them for the gift that they bring.